Yo, what's up? Podcast number 5. All right, so I have some shit to talk about. Morning time. The time when you get the most shit done is in the morning. For me, anyways. I know it's that like that for a lot of people. But yeah, like, for example, I got up today at like 8. Did the dishes. I put away the dishes, did the dishes. Now they're drying and shit. Made coffee. It's just like small things, but from me doing all those small tasks, like now I want to do this podcast video, whatever. It's just like momentum. I'm going to do this podcast, right? Video. I'm going to upload it on all platforms. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and try to distribute it and like share the, like one thing turns into another. Like when you get things done in the morning, in my opinion, like when it's like when it gets to like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't want to do anything besides like skate, but I mean like productive. I don't really feel like doing it. I just feel like it's just like that draggy type of the day, and it's hot. The heat drains you. Heat drains you of energy. So yeah, get up early. What's another thing? Why you need to write down everything, like ideas, everything. You need to be writing down everything because, listen, you have on average 60,000 thoughts a day. And if you are having, like, a bunch of good ideas flowing, like, you got to write it down because you're just going to forget them. Like, it sucks because you have all these good ideas and then you'll never remember what they were. So write them down, man. It's easier. It ain't that hard just to, I mean, I'm sure you write shit down all day. Maybe not all day, but just write shit down. It's not that hard. You won't forget. Another thing. Oh yeah, how creative you get when you get off social media. This is what I've been doing the past couple of days. Other than like me uploading and like listening to other people's podcasts and stuff, like I'm not even on social media. And like, I sat and wrote down all these ideas. Like, front and back pages, like, I don't know. I just feel like you're a lot more creative whenever you're not on social media and you kind of just take a break and you're kind of just by yourself. Because when you're on social media, you're just distracted. But yeah, I think I feel a lot more creative when I do this. And I also started this podcast. That's another thing. It's like, I don't know. I wanted to do something because I was in between things. Like, I was trying a bunch of new things, and I was like, I kind of want to start a podcast because I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast a lot, and I still am. And so I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna start a podcast. So I literally just looked up how to start a podcast, did everything, got Anchor, you know what I mean, distributed it everywhere, YouTube. I know how to do it now. So yeah, I just feel a lot more inspired to do shit. Also, me, like, if you ever don't feel like doing something, just start doing it. Like, for example, I'm telling you, like, it sounds very fucking, like, obviously you would just do that. But, listen, like, I didn't want to do this podcast. Like, obviously I wanted to do this podcast. Like, yesterday I didn't even do a video. I didn't do anything. I skated and played video games. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I just didn't do anything. And I wanted to do a podcast, but I just didn't, I didn't get up early yesterday, so like that's why I didn't want to do anything. Because once I, for me, this is just specifically for me. Whenever I get up fucking like late, like, and late for me is around like 10 or 11 in the morning. Like, if I get up late, there's no momentum at all. It's hot as hell. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't know. I feel like whenever I get up earlier, I'm just way more creative. Like today, I got up early. I was tired. Probably got like 6 hours of sleep, but it was like 8:30, and I was like, I gotta get up. So back to what I was actually gonna say. I didn't feel like doing this podcast yesterday, and so today I knew I had to. I might do a couple. This ain't that hard. But basically what I just did 4 minutes and 40 seconds ago is I just fucking picked up my phone and pressed record, and now I'm doing it. So just start. Also, with the dishes, like, I fucking hate dishes. I hate doing them. They suck. But that is, like, the first thing I did. While I was making my coffee, I just did the dishes. I just fucking got it done. So, and it's little shit like that that'll keep your day going. One thing leads to another, you know, domino effect. But, yeah. So now I'm doing this podcast, and yeah, I don't know what to talk about. So I gotta switch the topic up. Oh yeah, how much money you actually spend on fast food? This is fucking crazy to me. Okay, so I started working, right? And I stayed with my brother. So I'm working with my brother, and I would stay at his house for one day. But I would be home the day before I would go work, so I'd make my own lunch, so I didn't have to buy anything. So I'd have lunch for that day, but then I'd stay with him and then go to work the next day. But that next day, I didn't have anything packed, so I had to buy shit. And, like, dude, in 2 days, on four meals, okay, I spent $12 in 2 days. Okay, and that was just on breakfast and lunch for 2 days. And so $3 a meal, you know, give or take. So and that was for 2 days. And if I were to do that every fucking day, that is, for a week, that's, it's a lot of money. I don't know, that's all I know. I'm not going to do the math. It's a lot of money wasted. And if you add it up all at the end of the month, you really just are wasting money. Like, I'm going to be honest, whenever I bought shit, like, I didn't even really get full. It didn't even, like, fill me up. I don't even know. Like, I had to buy it, though, because, like, I was fucking hungry. I had to eat something. And, so, yeah, I don't know. Fast food is just, it's just crazy. It's insane. I spend a lot of money on it, too much money. It's bad for you. Horrible for you. It's crazy. But, yeah. That's my experience. $12 down the drain. Oh yeah, breaking things down. So like, for example, if you have a goal or something like that, like me, like I wanted to do this podcast. So basically, what I did is I broke everything down, because then it becomes more simple. It becomes more simple by making it complex, if that makes sense. So basically, I was like, all right, I want to do a podcast. So basically, what I would do is I'd watch and pay attention to what other people with podcasts do. For example, Joe Rogan, okay? He's very popular. You might know him. The Joe Rogan podcast. What he did is he has a YouTube channel. He makes videos of his podcast. So he uploads that on YouTube. And then he uploads the audio version of that onto all the other, like, podcast apps, you know, music apps. So I knew it couldn't be that hard to do. If he could do it, I could do it with just my phone. So what I'm doing right now is I'm taking a video on my phone. What I'm going to do after this when I'm done, I'm going to convert this this video into audio. And then basically what I'm going to do is take that audio, upload it to Anchor. That will distribute it everywhere. Upload my video onto YouTube. Do all my tags, thumbnail. And that's how you do it. And then what you do is basically distribute and let people know about your podcast through social media. It's fucking simple. It's very simple. Like, if you want to figure something out, like, look it up. And, like, pay attention to other people who already do it. Those are, like, that's, like, the two things that I did to start this. And, yeah, it makes it a lot easier. Pull your head out of your ass. It ain't that fucking hard. Quit complaining. And people make excuses, like, very, like, a lot of people make excuses. I do all the time. My friend Mason, he does all the time. Like, and it's stupid excuses. I'm just being honest, man. Like, trying to get out of something that you want to do anyway, it doesn't make sense. So quit making excuses, dude. Just do it. There ain't no reason why you can't do it. Shut up. All right. But, yeah. That was kind of my little rant. I should probably write down some more ideas because I'm kind of running out, But yeah, this is podcast number 5, I think. Yeah, number 5. Stay tuned for a lot of more podcasts to come. I have a lot of shit to talk about. And yeah, thank you guys for watching or listening, whatever one. I'm out. Love you guys. Peace.